Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guest this morning is Sean Teagan. He is Vice President and Director of Research for Utah Foundation, and the website is utahfoundation.org. He's also the author of a new report released this week called Work Away from Work, The Challenges and Promise of Teleworking. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
You are welcome. How timely did this report end up being when you first started doing this this report? This was before coronavirus, before quarantining. So you got real lucky here on your topic, right?
No, we got real lucky. Our board voted to have us look at teleworking and related to air quality, with talking about some other things as well. And so we started looking at this mostly on the air quality angle, but then broadly just a couple months ago, and we decided to kind of speed things up and get this first portion out now, and then we're going to continue working on the second report in this series, and that's going to be focusing specifically on air quality and air quality impact.
Now, but even before the coronavirus outbreak and the shift to so many of us working from home, we were already making that shift before, right?
Yeah, we have been. When people started kind of this telework back in the 70s, it was pretty uncommon. And in 1980, really less than 1% of U.S. workers primarily worked from home. Now, quite a few people work from home, or at least remotely, maybe not on a very regular basis, but on a situational basis. Maybe I have a dentist appointment, so I'm going to go. I'll stay at home and work from home next day. There still aren't a ton of us that are working from home on a pretty regular basis for 3 to 4 days a week.
But because of technology, I think we've become a lot more tied to our jobs. I get email 24/7 on my phone, and it's hard not to just check it when it goes off rather than waiting for work hours.
Yeah, I think we're more tied to our jobs, but we're also it certainly makes it a lot easier to do everything we need to do now away from the office. And I think that a lot of people are finding that that's more a reality, particularly in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Are kind of handy, having a meeting by WebEx or whatever. It's kind of convenient instead of driving somewhere, having a meeting, chatting a little bit, and then driving back to the office. You can have this meeting. It's 30 minutes from beginning to end, and you kind of continue on with the work day.
So I don't know how far you got into the topic, but maybe you could give us an overview, or what are the positives from teleworking, and what are some of the negatives?
Yeah, so I think the big positive is productivity, and that's one of the reasons why people do this. The research has found that there are some great increases in productivity, but also you find increases in employee retention. So you got people that are maybe staying on the job longer than they would otherwise, and you have a lower absenteeism. So you're more likely to have people working all month instead of maybe taking more sick days. Because if you're a little bit sick, maybe it's like, I'm going to work anyway. I've got some work to do. I may as well just keep on doing this. And interestingly, we find that some of that productivity is gained by engagement. You see that Gallup has done a lot of research on this, and they show that people are actually quite often more engaged in their work if they're working remotely. The negative sides, if you work too much from home, if you're too often away from your colleagues, there are some problems in terms of active disengagement, where you kind of lose all engagement with the office and with the organization, and you're sitting maybe spending half of your day looking for other jobs instead of doing your work. So that's a potential. But it's also a potential that people feel more isolated and lonely, and that also leads to kind of a disconnection from the office. and from your employer.
So I see that in the research you found it's a combination of teleworking and working in the office, which is optimal, which is kind of what you just said, that there are some upsides to both. So the best situation is still coming into work and having that human interaction, but being able to be home and have more flexibility.
Yeah, and maybe there's some research that suggests that working remotely 3 to 4 days a week is about right. And this kind of depends on the job, too. Like if you have a position where you are maybe support staff, and sometimes support staff are actually better working away less often, whereas kind of the knowledge workers, people that are maybe using their knowledge or education to maybe like my job, maybe the knowledge work job where I'm putting research together, where maybe that 4 day a week remote working, that might be key.
Now, the original purpose of this study was to study the air quality effects. What did you find out there?
You know, so that we've just been doing some initial research on that. That report we'll have, we expect to have that out maybe in the next 3 months or so.
Okay.
But, you know, there's going to be some benefit, and you can obviously see that from the images of China and images of places all over Europe, and, of course, even in the U.S., of the improvements in air quality. This is a very unique case, and you have kind of an economy that's locked down. But you're definitely going to see some benefits in terms of overall air quality.
Yeah, that just makes sense. I would think that because of this drastic move that we've made, maybe even after the quarantine period is over, we'll see the at-work home increase to a level higher than it was before coronavirus.
Yeah, so this is, I think that's a very good point. This is being looked at as kind of a perk. Like, you know, I get to work from home, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 days a week. That sounds awesome. I'll take that job. So whereas now a lot of people are doing it, and once we get back out of this kind of this economic lockdown of the COVID-19 response, there are some estimates that we'll see 25 to 30% of the population that works primarily from home, which is much higher than the primarily from home group right now, and that's partially because it may not be a perk anymore. It's like, I'm used to working from home, man. I'm not going to take that job.
Hey, right.
I want a job where I have more flexibility and where I can work from home because I find that it works well for me, for instance. I think we'll see a lot more of that even after we shake this coronavirus thing off.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely case by case. My wife is a fourth grade teacher, and she can't wait to get back into the classroom and have that interaction with kids. So there are some jobs where it doesn't really make sense like that.
My wife is a teacher, too, and it's the same way. she's like, part of the job, you know, in fact, the perk for her is seeing the faces of those children.
Right, right. Well, it's a fascinating topic, and it's an interesting timing that you were looking at it anyway when this happened. We'll look forward to the rest of the report. I would imagine, I mean, just logically, we're going to see some benefits in air quality, and I hope that especially for Utah and our winter weather where we have the inversions, hopefully we can decrease some of that through increasing work at home. But we'll have to have you back on when the whole report is out.
That sounds great. We look forward to it.
My guest this morning, Sean Teagan, Vice President and Director of Research at the Utah Foundation. And if you want to look at the report and find out more about the Utah Foundation, the website is utahfoundation.org. Thank you, Sean.
Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media, Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.